Hello, this is Brian Pasch, CEO of PCG Digital Marketing, and I'd like to talk to you today about Google Boost and how using Google Boost can differentiate your online automotive advertising strategy. Google Boost is the advertising connection of Google Places. Google Boost is not AdWords. It is controlled from within your Google Places login. As I've talked about in the past, car dealers need to have a proactive internet reputation management strategy. That means in their dealership, they need to be asking their happy, satisfied customers to post an online review. Using the Google Places app, which is available for the iPhone or Droid or iPad, will allow you in the store to post reviews directly on Google Places as long as the customer has a Google email address or a YouTube account already. So within 60 seconds, a review could be posted directly on Google Places. Now, if they don't have a Google account, you can always ask them to create one or post on a different review site. But here is the caveat. Google Boost, which is an advertising tool that leverages the data in Google Places and your reviews, will only show the reviews that are directly posted on Google Places. Now, why is this important? Because if your dealership has 100 reviews and 90 of them are on sites like Dealer Raider, City Search, Edmunds, Judy's Book, and if you only have 10 direct reviews on Google Places, when you want to advertise using Google Boost, only 10 reviews will show. Now, this is extremely important to understand. If you have hundreds of reviews on other review platforms, I want to encourage you to take a break from pushing reviews to third parties if you have a low count directly on Google Places. So for the next 30 days or 60 days, focus on getting more people to post a positive review on Google Places. Now, once you have enough positive reviews on Google Places that would be impressive to a consumer, I strongly encourage you to test Google Boost. Google Boost is a pay-per-click ad, similar to AdWords in how it's structured, where your ads show based on some keyword matches, and only are you charged when a consumer clicks on the ad. But the Google Boost ads have a couple very important distinctions. Number one, the ad shows the name, address, and phone number of your business. The reason why this is important is because many people click on pay-per-click ads just to get a phone number. In this particular scenario, if someone knew about your business or if they were aware that there was a dealer in that city, your Google Boost ad would connect them with the address and phone number without charging you for a click. Now, of course, they still may click to visit your website, but understand if you've listened to phone calls that are recorded incoming into your dealership main number, a lot of times people are asking for your address or asking what your service hours are. And one of the fastest ways in which you can connect a in-market shopper is providing the phone number and address right there in your ad. But here is where Google Boost really excels. If you have 50 reviews on Google Places, and now with Google Boost, that name, address, phone number is enhanced with your review counts. Now, I call this the Amazon effect. If you've shopped on Amazon for a product and you haven't predetermined what particular brand you're going to purchase, understand that Google is using reviews in the same way that Amazon uses stars to influence buying decisions. If you're shopping for three cameras, or a camera and three are shown, and one has 3 stars, one has 4 stars, one has 5 stars, you know very well that if the price is similar, you're going to purchase a camera that has the most positive reviews. In the same way, Google AdWords is mostly text ads in the search pages that Google displays. When you add stars, yellow stars, not only do your ads stand out, but it also is a third-party independent review of your business. So think about this. Someone who hasn't serviced a car with you, they have a Toyota, and they type in Denver Toyota dealers, and you're using Google Boost, your competitors are not. Your ads have address, phone number, and your reviews. Your competitors have standard boring text ads. Where do you think the consumer is going to click? Without any other information, if you had 50, 100, 200 positive reviews and you're showing your address and phone number, why would they call someone else if your dealership is conveniently located to where they live? So if you want to take your online advertising to the next level, consider using Google Boost. It of course requires you to have positive reviews posted on Google Places, but I've talked about this before. This has to be standard operating procedure in today's digital age. But I see many dealers with strong reviews who are not using Google Boost, and that is why I strongly encourage you to set it up. How long does it take to set up Google Boost? Oh, no more than 10 minutes, 15 minutes. How much do you need to spend? Google will recommend a budget for you. But in general, spending anywhere from $200 to $500 a month in most markets will be all you need to get your positive reviews and your ads popping up for really important keywords in your market. You can manage it yourself. You can have someone else manage it for you. But please take the opportunity to leverage your positive reviews that you've worked hard for and use them to drive more traffic to your website. In one metro market, the Miami market, the one dealer that we set up the Google Boost for was getting clicks under a dollar per click. Now, anyone who's been doing pay-per-click advertising, you know that automotive is competitive, so spending $2 or $3 per click to get someone to your website isn't uncommon. But this particular dealer, their cost per click was under a dollar per click. So Google Boost is not only cost-effective, but it is a way to differentiate your online ads. I'd also say that if somebody was just looking for a phone number or just looking for an address, the fact that that data is in the ad, I think also cuts down on clicks. So there's something to say about people clicking on your pay-per-click ad just to get your phone number and address, and by using Google Boost, that would be eliminated. So I hope you found this podcast helpful in just giving you another way to differentiate yourself from your local competition. Test out Google Boost, which can be set up when you log into your Google Places account. If you need help, just give the digital marketing professionals a call at PCG Digital Marketing 732-450-8200 or visit us online at www.pcgdigitalmarketing.com.